Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. I'm Dr. Hakeem Collins, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app to listen in the spirit. Download the Charisma Media Audio app today and make sure that you sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a pastor's open letter after his church was destroyed by arson. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Earlier last week, Pastor Jerry Waldrop of the First Pentecostal Church didn't know that he was leaving his church building of 31 years for the last time. Early Wednesday morning, the Holly Springs, Mississippi church building was engulfed in flames, and an explosion blew out the front of the charred building. As the sun rose in the sky, it revealed a graffiti message spray-painted in white on the parking lot asphalt. The vandal's message reads, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites," with hypocrites misspelt as H-Y-P-O-K-R-I-T-S. Even though Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves' safer-at-home regulations included churches on the state's essential business list, the local city government did not give churches the same latitude. The church had been in a legal battle with the city since the local police were harassing the church, pastor, and congregants, even on Easter Sunday. The church had been having services outside unless the weather was not agreeable, and when they did have to meet inside, there were rows blocked off. Families could sit together, but others needed to keep at least 6 feet away. On Wednesday, Pastor Jerry Waldrop wrote a detailed commentary of the saga, which was published in the USA Today. His letter opens with saying, "Never in my wildest dreams did I ever think that in America, in a church, the First Pentecostal Church of Holly Springs, Mississippi, I would see armed police standing in our aisles, ordering us to shut down our worship services." He questions, who would do such a thing? Why would anyone want to destroy a sacred place where the faithful venerate God in their own way, and in a way that does not intrude on others' rights or disrupt their lives? And again, he affirms their claims that they were following social distance guidelines, and questions why shoppers at Walmart were allowed to gather without being bothered, but people of faith can't assemble, which is a right protected by the Constitution. He writes, directed towards the arsonist, that we will pray for the soul and peace of mind of someone who would harbor such hatred that he would take from us our cherished spiritual home. And also, he says, to suggest that such a gathering is not essential is to deny us the fundamental explanation for our existence. Pastor Waldrop promises that they will continue to worship together and fight for every American's right to partake in the blessing of freedom. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.